What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
All right, it's another Saturday, and here we are, The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. And so we've got, some, of course, some big breaking news. If you're a high school football fan, I guess you've pretty much already heard about this, but now former MCA coach Robbie Robinson indicted on some charges, and just a big, huge pile of mess over in Darien right now.
Yeah, you hate to see things like this come down because, you know, we've talked to Coach Robinson quite a bit, and you know, of course, after this huge run with McIntosh this past year, he really seems like a great guy. But you know, you gotta be so careful nowadays, it seems like, and times have kind of changed.
Okay, so we've got one felony, cruelty to children, second degree, first degree reckless conduct. That's a misdemeanor, and a misdemeanor first degree hazing. Okay, so if you're living under a rock, so here's the story. Coach Robbie Robinson is the athletic director as well as the head football coach over at McIntosh County Academy. And there was a kid that was being disciplined, I suppose. And allegedly, that's the key word we have to use here. Allegedly, Coach Robinson ordered one of his players to blindside the kid. And the kid got seriously hurt. And so the parents, of course, got involved. Lawsuits began to open up. And for a while, we didn't hear anything about this. Mm-hmm. And several months went by.
It popped up and then kind of
Popped up, simmered down. We didn't think anything was going to come of it. And then all of a sudden, this past week, the top popped off. Robbie Robinson was indicted. He has, of course, been removed from his duties as head football coach and athletic director. And for MCA, what a mess that is, because we're getting ready for spring practice and they don't have a football coach.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's strange that this happens. And again, you know, just my limited knowledge of grand juries and things like that, it doesn't really have, all they have to show is that there's a possibility that there may have been something going on to open a case like this or to bring charges in this situation. So that's, like you said, allegedly, you know, nothing's been proven. We just got to let it play out, let the court system do its job, and hopefully they'll find that nothing was done intentionally, I would hope.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health Systems and Watermarks Printing. You can get your calls in at 912-275-7017. This is The Game with Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Before we delve right back into this, going to throw this trivia question out. Last week we had a stumper because we let Drayton pick the question. I'm not going to do that to you. I'm going to come up with something that at least you'll be able to maybe know. Maybe.
It wasn't that difficult of a question, I didn't think. But anyway, go ahead.
We're not on Facebook Live, but if we were, I'm shooting Drayton a look. All right. I had to look it up, man. Like, I didn't know the answer. I'm not going to lie to you.
To be honest, it wasn't the guy that I thought it was when I thought
of the question. You came up with the question and you had the answer wrong. And then you went like, man, nobody's gotten this question right. Yeah, because you didn't, and you came up with the question. All right, so here's the question that we're going to throw out. In the spirit of free agency in the NFL, which we're going to cover here later in the show, all sorts of moves. Back in the late 90s, the Falcons signed a quarterback, which eventually took them to the Super Bowl. So the question is, who is the last quarterback, not Matt Ryan, but before him? Who was the last quarterback to take the Falcons to the Super Bowl? 912-275-7017. Who was the last Falcons quarterback to take them to the Super Bowl, not named Matt Ryan?
All right, they should be able to get that.
I would think so. You would hope. That whole Dirty Bird team with Jamal Anderson, who was a beast at running back.
Yeah. Yeah. Had a couple issues since then, but
yeah, maybe.
We won't go into that. But, you know, going in back to the Coach Robinson thing, that's, you know, you have to kind of, you know, parents have to feel like that their children are safe. You know, you're putting your children in the hands of someone else to take care of them, mentor them, coach them, you know, do the right thing by your child. And that's, I guess that's the biggest issue going on with this right now, is that, you know, was he taking care of these kids on while they were under his care, you know, and having someone blindside a kid intentionally, that's not taking care of somebody. But that's where the evidence will have to come in to prove that he intentionally told someone to do such a thing. And I don't know if I'm there yet. I'll put it that way.
You don't know if you're where?
That he intentionally told someone to do that kind of thing.
I remember there was a coach that used to be at Brunswick High. He's no longer there. And I'm not going to give his name out because of all this mess. And I certainly don't want to put him in hot water. But I literally was talking to this coach. There was a kid that was on his team that had skipped practice the day before. Mm-hmm. And the coach pulled aside his defensive captain and said, "Hey, you know, such and such skipped practice yesterday." "Yes, coach, I know that." "Okay, he needs to have a hard practice today. You get me?" And mm-hmm. the kid was like, "Yes, sir." End of story. Mm-hmm. And that is pretty much kind of the culture, not just in high school football, mm-hmm. but then, you know, when you get to the next level and the next level, inside policing, sort of. And so the kids, you know, in this instance, the kids skipped practice without a good reason, just didn't go. And so the other kids who he battles with each and every week and grinds with through practice made it known to him, you know, we can't do that. Mm-hmm. There are consequences for it. And they handled it internally amongst the kids. I think in this situation with Robbie Robinson, in his mind, that's probably kind of what he felt this was. Mm-hmm. But then when the kid got hurt, and I do think there's a difference between saying, make this a hard practice for this kid, and saying, go blindside him. If that, again, allegedly, right. If that happened, there is a line between the two. One's on one side of it and the other's on the other, but it's fine. Mm-hmm. And Drayton and I will be the first to tell you, we get the opportunity to meet all these people, all the coaches and the players and all that stuff. So we know these guys. We literally know them mm-hmm. and their families. And when something like this happens, you know, it sucks to report, but we have to have an opinion on it. And our obligation is to you, the listener, to give our opinion and what was wrong and what was right. Mm-hmm. So if Robbie said to this kid, go hurt this other kid who's defenseless, there's no excuse for that.
Right.
And everything that comes his way is deserved. But if he just said to the kid, we need to discipline this other kid one way or another, and then it got taken out of context, it's kind of the culture.
Mm-hmm. Well, and two, you know, it's a different time now. I mean, we were talking before the show, you know, 15, even as recently as 10, 15 years ago, you know, that was kind of the culture of football. It was kind of you handle things in-house like that. But, you know, once the kid got hurt and you know, all the concussion protocols and things that are yeah. going on for kids' safety and player safety, it's huge. And it's a huge hot button topic right now. So when something like this comes up and it's something that the news can, it's a juicy type story, man, it can really take off like wildfire.
And I don't want to get confused what I said earlier. I want my message to be clear. At the end of the day, you're still talking about a high school kid mm-hmm. who got hurt by another high school kid. So we can't lose sight of that, is that these are still kids. And Robbie Robinson is in charge. You mentioned this, you know, when we opened up the show, Robbie Robinson is in charge of those kids' safety. Mm-hmm. And that is part of his job responsibility. And if he intentionally put another kid in danger, that can't happen.
No, yeah, there's got to be consequences for your actions.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Calves or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Calves on Facebook.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herondS.com.
Welcome back to the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Drayton Hogarth and Jason Bishop joining you this morning. It's time to go to a dangerous place. That place would be the mind of Jason Bishop with his week in review.
And here we go. Dolphins running back Arian Foster says he thinks he can beat a wolf in a fight. Get off the stuff, bro. Bank of America has agreed to finance the new stadium for the Raiders in Las Vegas for $1.9 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars. Wonder how much those tickets would actually be. Cubs outfielder Jason Hayward says he has broken out of his spring training slump. What about the slump that has lasted since 2014? Just asking. The Vince Young comeback is complete. Vince Young signed with a pro team, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Enough said. Apparently, Kirk Cousins has confused himself with Tom Brady, demanding a long-term deal or a trade from the Redskins. Redskins, is that the person you want leading your team? The guy who wants out? Trade him. The Cleveland Browns made a great front office move by trading for Brock Osweiler and a second-round pick from the Texans. That is the first good move that organization has made since drafting Jim Brown. Tony Romo posted updates of his situation with the Cowboys on Instagram, claiming he had big decisions to make. Tony, what decisions are those? You're not coming back to Dallas. End of chapter. And these are my thoughts.
Dude, I would totally watch pay-per-view to see Arian Foster fight a wolf.
How long do you think that would last?
I just want to see him get mauled, to be honest.
Is that worth the buy rate? Am I going to pay $50 to watch a 10-second mauling.
It's going to be like a Ronda Rousey fight from back in the day.
The crazy thing is he actually justified it with, I have thumbs and he doesn't. Yeah, how does that matter, Arian?
He has claws and monster teeth.
That was his reasoning, was I have thumbs and he doesn't.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, well, Tennessee grad, what can you say? This segment is brought to you by Jessup Furniture and by Heron Document Systems. Yeah, I like that. And dude, that Oakland deal to Vegas, you're right. Ticket prices, it's leaving the common man. Sporting events are leaving, you know, it's crazy. The Yankees have like $1,500 tickets all over the place that just sit there empty a lot of times. This is going to be crazy ticket prices. I mean, the common man, again, is just kind of getting lost in the whole business of sport, it seems like. It's frustrating.
Don't forget about the trivia question. It is still open. The last quarterback, not named Matt Ryan, to take the Falcons to the Super Bowl. Who is it? 912-275-7017. You call in, you get it right. We've got a $25 gift certificate to Bramelli Boys. Pretty solid.
Nice.
Yeah. Thanks to Cheston and those guys over there, Bramelli.
And I'm not eligible, darn it.
No, you're not. Last quarterback to take the Falcons to the Super Bowl is who? Not named Matt Ryan. 275-7017. Oh, okay. So, huge news. Mm-hmm. On July the 16th, mm-hmm. Wherever it is you are, whatever it is you're doing, you need to not make plans for that day. This day, July 16th of this coming year, is going to be one of the biggest days. It should be a national holiday, much like what the Super Bowl is, kind of a national holiday where nobody goes to work on that day because it's the Super Bowl.
Jason?
Yeah.
You do know that's Super Bowl Sunday, right? Nobody goes to work.
Well, that too. But what I'm saying is on July the 16th, good point. But yeah, no, yeah, well, whatever.
Anyway, what's the 16th, Jason?
When Jason thinks he's being smart, but everyone listening to him says, what is he talking about?
See, now I've hyped it too much. And when I say this, not even going to, people are like, that's not that big a deal. So hey,
just save it. Just save it.
Just save it?
Yeah. Just save it.
Game of Thrones.
No, I said save it, not say it.
Oh. Well, I heard you. I just chose to ignore you.
Yeah. That'll be great. I'll save my hour or so in the evening and not go to work that night, if you like.
There you go. I'm taking the whole day.
I don't blame you. I will too. How about that?
All right. Brunswick High played a state championship game and came up just a little bit short, 73-52 to Langston Hughes. Brunswick High's second trip in 3 years to that state championship game. So it looks like things are on a very good path for Chris Turner and that program. Chris Turner is going to join us in the last segment of this show to talk a little bit about that game. Competitive game up until the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden, Brunswick High's offense disappears. They scored 8 points in the fourth quarter. That's pretty much the difference.
Yeah. That kid, Landers Nolly, for Langston Hughes really, really showed up, and he's only a junior, so he's got a whole other year. So you got to kind of figure Langston Hughes is going to have another very good year next year as well with that kid running things for them.
A great job of coaching. By the way, Drayton has us on Facebook Live if you want to check us out. So, yeah, okay. Great job of coaching from the staff at Langston Hughes. They had an advantage with their guards and height.
Yeah.
And typically they had gotten to where they were by playing inside out, by winning in the paint. And so they made the decision that they weren't going to play inside out against Brunswick High. They completely revamped their game plan, and they played through their guards offensively because they had a height advantage. Mm-hmm. And it paid off, especially in that fourth quarter when you could look at the Brunswick High guards until they were gassed. Mm-hmm. And just fantastic coaching job, hats off, but also great season for the Brunswick High Pirates yet again, and probably more to come as far as these deep runs and maybe more state championships.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Turner, you know, a lot of people thought, oh, okay, it's a one-and-done deal for Brunswick High to get there, you know, 2 years ago, but no, he proved everybody wrong, got him right back again this year, two out of the last 3 years. You know, they're losing a couple of kids. The big Dunham kid
right.
is moving on. I believe he said Middle Tennessee last time he was on the show with us.
Okay.
But they've got a lot of kids coming back. He's got a lot of athletes coming back. So, you know, again, future's bright for Brunswick. But, yeah, that size just gave Brunswick fits.
It did.
Know, they could go over the top of the defense with passes or on the press. But to have kids that size be able to have handles like that, too, is to be able to beat a press like that is such an advantage. It was really a really rough matchup, and props to Coach Turner for keeping it, you know, nip and tuck up until that fourth quarter when, like you said, I think trying to – because they were running a lot of box and one on Nolly, and I think the guards just kind of, like you said, just running to death on the defensive side. It just kind of gassed them when they got to the fourth quarter and just lost it then.
Had to go all the way up to Athens to play that game.
Mm-hmm.
Which was really interesting, but you know, I guess that's kind of what they do. Some of the games were played in Athens. Some of the games were played in Atlanta at Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, pretty cool experience for those kids. Yeah,
I like that.
Do
move
you?
By the state?
Yeah,
to use the big colleges. You know, Fort Valley for what semis, and then I'll tell you what I don't like is the games not being broadcast public television. Now you have to pay $10 to watch the game. That was upset a lot of people, I think, to not have it available, you know, for a state-funded public television that they, like they've had for every year up until this point.
Apparently, there's something going on financially with GPTV, because not only that, which I had found out recently after the game, I was out and about, so I didn't even have a chance to watch the game, but I did find that out later on. I was like, that's crazy. And also, longtime sports director Mark Harmon, who has been at GPTV forever and a good friend of mine, had his position terminated.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know how long he was at GPTV, and he was the face of the sports part of GPTV, and he's no longer there. Mm-hmm. Granted, he's obviously, with his credentials, didn't have too hard a time finding something else, but just crazy to let that guy go after he's devoted so long to that company and made a lot of sacrifices too to be there. But yeah, obviously something going on with GPTV that is a little unsettling.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles, and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out brunswickcountryclub.com. brunswickcountryclub.com.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Second Amendment Firearms Emporium is locally owned and operated by Derek and J.R. Fiveash. All new firearms purchased in 2017 will carry a 1-year cleaning service contract. And remember, Second Amendment Firearms Emporium has everything you want or need to protect your home and family. 1240 Chapel Crossing Road, across from Fletsy. 912-262-0188, or check them out online at hityourtarget.us. That's hityourtarget.us.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. Brunswick High linebacker Sherrod Frazier receives an offer from Washington State. That makes 10 offers now for the captain of the Pirate defense. Speaking of the Pirates, the basketball team came up just a little bit short of capturing their second state championship in 3 years, losing in the state title game to Langston Hughes 73-52, in a game where the officials were heavily criticized. Pirates finished 23-9. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Yeah, all sorts of issues. Who knows?
Oh, the fun that happens during the break.
Live radio, man. That's what happens. This segment brought to you by Crystal Pools and Coconut Kevs. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Okay, the last Falcons quarterback to take them to the Super Bowl, not named Matt Ryan. This shouldn't be as hard as we're making this. It's not Bobby Hebert. I mean, that was a good guess.
Right.
But no, Bobby Hebert is not the right answer. And the fact that you want to argue with me about it.
Who?
It's not the right answer. 912-275-7017, the last Falcons quarterback to take them to the Super Bowl, not named Matt Ryan.
I mean, come on. You've had time to Google it by now, for God's sake. I mean, come on. This should be something easy off the top of your head.
Free agency launched in the NFL yesterday, or day before yesterday, and it was crazy. All sorts of signings going on, so we'll talk a little bit about the Falcons and the Jaguars and what they did. The Falcons did not a much of nothing. A little bit.
Yeah. Falcons kind of wanted to just kind of maintain the status quo. Their kind of goal or game plan was to basically just re-sign a lot of their guys that they had and just solidify their base that they had. And they re-signed Matt Schaub, re-signed Reagan Upshaw, or Courtney Upshaw, excuse me, and then big tight end Toilolo. He's a big 6'8 tight end. And another guy for depth, Leroy Reynolds. They did let Jonathan Babineau go, he's a longtime 12-year veteran of the Atlanta Falcons. So that would be, you know, that's a big loss. Or, well, a loss for him because, he was a longtime guy. But I think probably time had come to go ahead and let him go and restock the defensive line. So, but, you know, kind of like it, but I think they're going to be a little more active maybe on draft day. For Atlanta, anyway.
The Jaguars made a ton of moves. They did lose two key players that they're not going to re-sign. Jonathan Cyprien at safety and then Luke Jokel, probably their best offensive lineman, who was, he was injured a good bit. Mm-hmm. But he's probably their best offensive lineman. Neither one of those guys are coming back. Cyprien's still a free agent. He's still searching, but he's got a lot of suitors. He's only like 24, 25 years old. So he's going to sign a pretty big deal. Luke Jokel, the Falcons came out and said, Caldwell came out and said, hey, we wanted to re-sign Luke Jokel, but we just didn't realize that the market on him would be so high. He ended up signing with Seattle for like $8 million.
Oh, wow.
And so, the Jags just didn't want to pay him that kind of money for as often as he was injured. Mm-hmm. So, they had to kind of cut ties on that and just let him go. And, okay, that happens. They did re-sign offensive lineman Patrick Omame, so they're okay there. 6'4", 327 pounds. Remember, they made that trade for Brandon Albert from Miami, brought him over for Julius Thomas. So they did add another offensive lineman, re-signed another one. And basically, it looks to us like the Jaguars are focused on the offensive line and the defensive side of the ball.
And that's a brilliant strategy. I mean, because that's what I would do. But
right. Of course.
But, I really do like the bringing Brandon Albert over. He's a very steady, very consistent offensive lineman, big Road Raider type of guy. And the Calais Campbell signing, I really like that signing. He's a super consistent, 8 straight years of 5 or more sacks. He's been playing out in Arizona for his whole career.
Well, actually 6, the lowest sack total he's ever had, 6 in a season.
Yeah. I mean, just saying at least 5 or more, so.
Okay.
For 8 years, so.
So it'd be 6 or more.
Good to go.
Yeah, and on the other side, he's got to have Malik Jackson playing, or right beside him at defensive tackle, who had 6.5 sacks last season. Calais Campbell had 8 sacks last season coming in from the Cardinals. So obviously the Jaguars paying attention to the pass rush. They add Calais Campbell. They also paid attention to the secondary and signed probably the best cover corner in the market or perceived in the market. And they got him from Texas, A.J. Bouye, 25 years old, 5 years, $67.5 million.
Ooh, they're giving it a shot, aren't they?
I mean,
you're going to have Jalen Ramsey over on the other side sliding down. He'd played more safety this past year, so they're going to slide him down to corner.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to give you two really strong, big-bodied cornerbacks, two solid cornerbacks. Going back to the Falcons, you kind of got to think, too, they're going to add, not through free agency, but just coming back from injury last year is Desmond Trufant, who was their he's their best cornerback that they had up to last year, and he got hurt early in the season with a shoulder injury, but he'll be back. So that's almost like adding another guy as well to a team that just made the Super Bowl. So that'll be a big boost for that secondary because, you know, the guy stepped up and played well. Alford played much better than he had in years before. So getting Trufant back, I think, is another big move that not a free agent signing, but another addition on the field that I think is going to be a big boost for the Atlanta.
Jags also signed Barry Church, strong safety from Dallas, 29 years old. He's going to take the place of Cyprian. He's not as good as Cyprian, but I mean, he's decent. He's above average.
Solid guy.
Yeah, he's a solid guy. He'll fill that role nicely. And then they also re-sign wide receiver Brian Walters, who, of course, you don't know who Brian Walters is if you're listening to this, if you're not really a Jaguars fan. And the reason is because he was buried on the depth chart, and then the last two or three games of the season, he got on the field and he produced. Mm-hmm. And so the Jaguars, he was a free agent. They saw what he did in two or three games. I mean, you're talking 24 receptions, 231 yards, and two touchdowns in three games. Mm-hmm. So they feel like Blake Bortles has some rapport with him, so they re-sign him to come back, and you know he'll probably see the field as a three or four, probably a four,
yeah.
And keep him around and see what happens.
Yeah. How active do you think these guys are going to be on draft day? I mean, I'm kind of wondering if Atlanta may be in the market to make another big move like they did a few years ago to move up to get Julio Jones. I mean, usually you want to do that if you're like a player or two away from a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Could they be set up for a year like that? Or could Jacksonville maybe try to make a move down, accumulate more talent with picks by trading that fourth pick if their guy isn't available?
If I'm Jacksonville, there's no way I trade that fourth pick. If I've got that fourth pick, I draft Leonard Fournette, mm-hmm, or Dalvin Cook, probably Leonard Fournette, and all the moves I've made in free agency, and I say, okay, let's go win the division, mm-hmm, because that is the type of talent that's on that team, this type of talent that was there last year. And if they do draft Fournette or Dalvin Cook, the biggest problem they had was on offense last year because they couldn't run the football.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get one of those guys and now you can run the football and defenses have to respect your running game, it's going to give Blake Bortles more time to throw the football, and you're actually going to be able to see how good or how bad he is. I think he's more on the good side than the bad side. So we'll see.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herronds.com.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires.
Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Kev's. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
All right, so NCAA March Madness right around the corner. Of course, conference tournament still going on as we speak, or at least we'll recommence later today. We kind of said, and we're going to get into a rapid-fire segment of this as well. By the way, this segment brought to you by Port City Paint and Body and Bruce Kennedy Tire. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. The last Falcons quarterback, guys, to take them to a Super Bowl that wasn't named Matt Ryan was who? You'll win a $25 gift certificate to Brumelli Boys if you got the right answer. 912-275-7017. Call in. Get it to me. You said last week that Georgia had to win a couple games in the SEC tournament to get into the big tournament. And I kind of felt like, yeah, maybe, but I thought along the way they probably have to beat Kentucky or Florida.
Yeah,
they had a shot against Kentucky, and no.
Short. Yeah, they would really needed to win last Saturday against Arkansas, lost that game on the road, won their opening round game against Tennessee, but then lost yesterday to Kentucky, like you said. I believe it was 71-60. So Georgia is going to be – they're not making the dance. So who knows? And then ACC tournament's going to be firing up today as well. So the championship game, I should say, with Notre Dame and Duke.
Great Duke North Carolina game.
Yeah, third game in this year, and Duke takes 2 out of 3 against North Carolina. You know they got to be loving that this year.
And here we go. All right. So what we've got. The Washington Redskins have fired their general manager. Allegedly because he was showing up drunk before football games. I think they should start charging tickets as a circus. Washington Redskins.
They could have their own reality show on Bravo, baby. You
know? Hard Knocks.
Recruiting news, University of Georgia added potential 5-star wide receiver from in-state Jaden Hazelwood to the class of 19. True 19 coming through again for Georgia. Big-time prospect right there.
That kid's out of Cedar Grove, right?
Yeah, and he's could be big-time. He was the one that was a defensive end up until like 8th or 9th grade.
He's like the number 2 recruit in the entire country.
Yeah.
And at his position.
Yeah, go in and look at the top 3 receivers in 2019. All 3 are in the state of Georgia. It's, of course, Jayshon Sheffield, Jaden Hazelwood, and the third one escapes me right now because I didn't know I was going to be talking about this. But all 3 are in the state of Georgia. So, and they're all maybe Georgia leans right now.
Sherrod Frazier, who, of course, we felt like was eventually going to have a ton of offers pour in his way from Brunswick High. He's slash linebacker slash safety, kind of that hybrid type player, and he got his biggest offer to date from the University of Washington out there in the Northwest. That's probably his best offer to this point. Look for probably some SEC schools to follow.
Yeah, I really think his recruiting is going to blow up here over this course of camps and 7-on-7s, things like that. And then we get into the next season, people see. I think his recruiting is really going to just keep blowing up for him. We'll stick on the recruiting. A negative for Georgia this time. 2018, Georgia has 4 19 kids committed right now and only 2 18 kids committed right now. So they got some work to do for 18. But offensive tackle Max Ray, big-time offensive lineman out of Tennessee, has decommitted from Georgia after a visit to Alabama. So, you know, you can probably write your own conclusions there. What he may – they kind of got to him a little bit. And maybe that big offensive line class last year coming in may have influenced his decision a little bit, you know, if he wants to get early playing time. But, you know, Alabama doesn't exactly skimp on offensive linemen either. So anywhere you go is going to be competition. So
the Browns released RG3. That's
anything
it.
Else?
No, I'm done.
Has anybody had a more precipitous fall?
Nice.
You like that?
Word.
You like that, son? Yeah.
Wow.
But a more precipitous fall from grace.
What's it mean?
Just a glorious type fall from grace.
Okay. Keyword precipitation, precipitous.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Sort of along those lines.
Yeah, yeah.
Rookie of the year, his first year, obviously, had showed tons of potential, tons of ability, tons of talent. Could go out and win games. And, you know, I think I saw his record is like 6-28 since that year in his starts. I mean, unbelievable how he has just fallen from stardom. I mean, people thought he was going to be the next star in the NFL, and it just has not happened. I can't think of anybody else right off the top of my head that has started it so high and then dropped off into the abyss. I mean, the Browns are not keeping you as your starting quarterback. What else needs to be said?
When you get to that point that you cannot even stay on the roster for the Cleveland Browns,
jeez Louise,
it is time to reevaluate your life as a football player.
Yeah. SEC tournament, you got a Final Four, Arkansas, Vandy, Alabama, and Kentucky. Kentucky should roll to their 29th SEC conference championship, which is, I think it's more than all the other schools combined. Same with their regular season. I think they've got 42 SEC champ. SEC basketball is Kentucky.
It is.
I mean, there's just no question about it whatsoever.
You were talking early in the show about all the love that Vanderbilt was getting.
Yeah.
Do they really believe that Vanderbilt has got a chance to win the SEC tournament?
I don't know if they think they can win it. They've got some. I'll just say this: they've got 14. They're eight. Their eventual record, if they lose today, they'll be 19-15. They lost to Missouri by 20. They've lost 15, will eventually be 15 times unless they sweep and run the table. I don't get this love for Vanderbilt. They've got good wins. They swept Florida 3 times, which is obviously difficult to do, a very good team. And they beat Iowa State. But I just don't see, they're just saying that they are no doubt in almost every media thing that I've seen that just says Vanderbilt is in, no doubt, lock it in. And I don't buy it.
We've got the Brunswick High head basketball coach, Chris Turner, on the other side of this break. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
So here we are, slaving away at station WXYZ. We have this ad to do for a crystal ball service. Let's see. Okay, here we go. For your next close call, call Crystal Ball.
I hate to break it to you, but that's a crystal pool service.
No, let me see that. Well, that does make a difference now, doesn't it?
Tried to tell you.
Stop it.
Got anything for a pool service?
Oh, yeah, that's real easy. For a crystal pool, call Crystal Pool at 262-9260.
You just made that up.
Uh-huh.
Second Amendment Firearms Emporium is locally owned and operated by Derek and J.R. Fiveash. All new firearms purchased in 2017 will carry a 1-year cleaning service contract. And remember, Second Amendment Firearms Emporium has everything you want or need to protect your home and family. 1240 Chapel Crossing Road across from Fletsy. 912-262-0188 or check them out online at hityourtarget.us. That's hityourtarget.us.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. Brunswick High linebacker Sherrod Frazier receives an offer from Washington State. That makes 10 offers now for the captain of the Pirate defense. Speaking of the Pirates, the basketball team came up just a little bit short of capturing their second state championship in 3 years, losing in the state title game to Langston Hughes 73-52, in a game where the officials were heavily criticized. Pirates finished 23-9. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
I'm ready to do another show again. This bed, I've been asking for this bed to keep getting moved to the front of the show because it gets me fired up, and yet here it sits at the back end because I have absolutely no pull. Joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline is the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirate basketball team, Coach Chris Turner. Coach Turner, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
Sure. Okay, Coach, well, reflect a little bit upon your season. You get all the way to the state championship game. You have to look at it as a huge success, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Talk a little bit about the season, Coach.
Well, you know, this year has been, we've had some ups and downs this year. You know, we went through a lull where we were like 4 out of 7 where we struggled a little bit. But this team came together, especially right before the region tournament. We had two big injuries. Kamani Dunham didn't play in the region tournament, and Marcus Scott was limited, both of them with bad ankle injuries. And our team was able to step up and win the region without them. That sort of was an indication to me that this was truly a team and that it didn't matter who played, that we were all going to give it our best and step up. So I'm real proud of this team. I've been coaching a while, and I could never be more proud of a team than this one.
Mm-hmm. Was it that moment, Coach, or when you saw your team, how they played without, you know, two of your big-time players, was it that let you know that you were in line for possible another state title run?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I didn't know if we could, to make it all the way to the state finals because, you know, it's really tough to play in 6A state finals and to be able to do it 2 out of the last 3 years is just amazing. And it's, I'm truly grateful for the opportunity. I'll be honest. I didn't think that we were, could make it that far, but the team just kept getting better. We had great, great practices where it was so competitive in practice and, you know, it just sort of started to gel. Our chemistry got better. I think the kids started to love each other more on and off the floor and become true brothers. And it was just an amazing to see how it changed from right there at the end of the season where we sort of struggled. We didn't know if we were going to make the state tournament. To be able to make that kind of run was just a blessing.
Joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline is the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Chris Turner. This segment brought to you by Brunswick Country Club and Second Amendment. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, in the championship game, you guys did a really good job of playing through that game and keeping it close. You know, it got a little bit away from you in the fourth quarter, but the height advantage was definitely with Langston Hughes, and you guys played to that disadvantage and played very well. What was your game plan going into that basketball game?
Well, they have two really, really good players, and like you say, they are huge. They were 6'7", 6'6", 6'5.5", 6'4.5", and 6'2". So they were a lot bigger than my team, but they were also very skilled and long as far as the length of their players. And, we were trying to slow down the Nolly kid, the number 21, Landers Nolly, who I think has been offered by Duke already, and he's just a junior. He's averaged about 26 a game, so we were going to try to chase him early. We did with Marcus, trying to keep him in the passing lanes, and we played a lot of help behind him. So, and it worked for a little bit. It worked actually pretty good in the first half because until number four for them started knocking down open shots, and it was a kid we didn't think could shoot it that well. So he was pretty much unguarded. Our game plan was to try to attack them. I think early we sort of struggled a little bit with that, with maybe seeing their size and just the specimens that they had out there on that floor was just almost, it was actually intimidating to watch them warm up. And our guys did an unbelievable job. I know the score looks like it's a lot worse than what happened, but they outscored us by 18 in the fourth. And, we were actually up there, and then they're late in the third, and they got a turnover and that big dunk, and it just sort of just the sail went out of us.
Tell me this, as we all know, basketball never sleeps. Have you given any thought to next year as far as what you think you may have coming back for next year?
Oh yeah, I think we'll be fine. We return all our guards just about. We return Jackson and Humphreys and Marcus Scott, and we've got some really good young players. Earl Bell will be back. Tariq Gray, who didn't play a whole lot in the game, we expect big things out of him. He's a junior with a lot of length. And the main thing with this team, we're going to be really good at the guard spot. Is going to be our key is can we rebound the ball. So if we can do that, I think we got a shot to be pretty good.
Coach, you were talking a little bit. Let's go back to the state championship game for just a second. You were talking about how what you put in place really worked, especially in the first half. And we mentioned earlier in the interview where, the score was not indicative of actually how close that game was, and things kind of got out of hand in the fourth quarter. Your team, I believe, put 8 points on the scoreboard in the fourth quarter. Was that due to just your guards being so gassed playing that box one and following that guard all over the place for the first three quarters?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I hope not. But, Marcus played really well in the first. I think he had 11 points, and he ended up with 14. And same with Kamani. I think he had about 8 in the first half. He may have ended up with 10. So we just didn't get any scoring much out of anybody in the second half. So it's hard when you can't score the basketball, and the turnovers lead to those big dunks, and the excitement and the stage that they're on, it just sort of unraveled on us. So those guys did our guys did an amazing job early. Obviously, you got to be able to play 32 minutes. But this man here could be no more proud of a team. I'm happy, and I'm never happy after a loss. I'm probably the biggest sore loser there is, but I'm happy today.
Coach, how did you like the they changed it up a little bit on the as far as the sites and the venues that they had the state finals, and then of course the semifinals were at Fort Valley. How did you like the setup of playing championship games at UGA, and then also the other games are at Georgia Tech?
Well, I've got mixed emotions about that. I mean, I love the stage at Georgia. There's a lot of other things that I do like about, like when we played in Macon, especially for the parking of the bus. It's kind of hard to get in and out of Athens, but the stage was huge, and you know, I don't, you know, I was just, we're just happy that we got a chance to be on that stage, and I'm not sure if they'll keep it that way. I don't think they know if it's going to be the same way next year or not, but, you know, for, if we have that problem next year to have to worry about where we play, I'll be really happy.
Joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirate basketball team, Coach Chris Turner. Coach, thanks for taking the time and coming on with us.
Hey, thank y'all so much. Thank you for covering us all year. It means a lot to our program.
No problem.
Congratulations, Coach.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Coach Chris Turner comes on with us, talks a little bit about the season that he had, that game, and I thought that was really interesting. And see, that's the kind of stuff that we give you. He basically just boiled throughout his what his game plan was in that state championship game, and, you know, it worked for a half, maybe even three quarters. And then, like he said, in the fourth quarter, they just couldn't score.
Yeah, I really think they had just exerted so much energy, I think, that it just kind of caught up with them. And, you know, that kid's just, I mean, like he said, he's got an offer from Duke. He's got about 12 offers right now, and I only expect that to grow because he's only a junior, already a 6'5 guard, 6'4 guard right now that can play and handle the ball like that. That's a huge advantage. And people have what, about another 20, 30 seconds maybe to get the trivia question?
4, 3, 2, 1.
Sorry.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Let's face it, life is busy. Now admit it, you need R&R. Now think of your pool. Does it remind you of being busy or the R&R you need? Well, if you answered busy, let me help you out a little, and I'll make it plain and simple. Have yourself added to Crystal Pool Service's weekly service route, and they will maintain your pool for you. And put it back into perspective. Get your pool back on the R&R side of thinking. Call Crystal Pool Service today, 262-9260. Crystal Pool Service, it's your pool, it's our business.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Kevs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kevs is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kevs or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kevs on Facebook.